I am very thankful for your Rosh Hashiva, Rebbe Aaron, Arav Agoyim, Rebbe Aaron, and for you, willing to hear somebody so late. The Rosh Hashiva said that I have a lot of miles. It's true, everybody has. But I have to start with my Chesroines. One of my Chesroines is that my English is a very weak English. So I have to apologize and to hope that what I want have the right word to say, my heart will tell what is my meaning. You are here, boys, in your young years, such years that are very, very special. And those are years that, when you are in those years, you don't know how important are those years. People that are coming to the 50, to the 60, most of them would say, when I would know to the 17, to the 18, how things are developing, if I would know what is my duty in life, if I would know how not to make mistakes, if people would tell me in my young years what I have to do, what is my duty, what are the things that I think that are just as a game, and then when I am to the 60, I see how much time I spend it, how much things that I would do with myself, it is now a little bit late, or time's too late. I know a lot of those people, and this is an opportunity to take your young years and to stand here and to tell you why is this day as Purim so important in the building of your life. As your Rosh Hashiva said, it is a very holy day if Yom Kippur is hanging on this day, that Yom Kippur is Kepurim, mi nitle b'mi koton, nitle b'godoy. But except of the holiness, we understand that such a day, there is something in this day that can educate us, that can teach us, that can give us something we should have in the hand, how to behave with our life, everybody according to his life, everybody according to his level in life. So even so, your Rosh Hashiva, his head, he is lemalo bashomayim, and he looks in the more of a shomesh, and he looks in the litvish shiurim Rosh Hashiva's sichos, and he looks in the chassidish sforim. I love to be very practic. I want to take out from this Purim things that can be matched to everybody in his level. So it is something very interesting to see from the starting of the Megillah. The pasuk says that the Mishteh, that Achashverosh made, was minar mikotoin ve'ad godoy. If a king is making a party today, let's say the White House with a dark president, we want to make a big party for people, he won't invite little children. He won't do it because it's not respectable, and he won't be honored, and it's not a place for little children to be in the White House. Not just as USA, but as we understand, in every nation, in every place, when the king of so many people, as Chazal said, this means if we are taking the president of USA, and we are adding to him the president of Russia, and we are adding all the presidents of the whole world, this was Achashverosh. He was molach al kol ha'olam kuloi. And he wants to make a mishteh. So he is inviting to the mishteh, minar ve'ad godoy. Something that is not acceptable, and we do not understand the explanation in it. Later on in the Gzeire, Homon is going minar ve'ad zoke, taf ve'noshim. He is particular against every body of Am Yisrael in every age, and it is written in the Gzeire. So it means that Purim has in his Yesoid something that is talking to everybody in particular, to every age, to every level. I saw a gewaltig thing that it is from one of the biggest Chachmei Asfardim. The name of the Chibur is Echer Elio of Megillas Esther. He was the Rav of Izmir, Rabbi Elio HaKohen Mizmir, one of the biggest Bala HaMachshove VeHaMusar Asfardim, very known with his book Shevet Musar. He has a little book of Megillas Esther. He's asking there something that I didn't see in no book of Megillas Esther, and I must admit that I've read a lot of books of Megillas Esther. He's asking if Ahasuerus made such a big party, and the Psukim are describing every detail of this party. How was the tables, how was the chairs, how was the floor, how was the kelim mikelim, how was the wine. Everything is described in the Psukim, and then after it, in Chazal and the Midrashim. So he's asking, in every party, you are making an orchestra. You have to have music. Why didn't this Melech Ahasuerus, if he was clever, if he was foolish? But this is something that everybody understands. No party without music. Ask the boys that are here, if Yeshivas Nesiv Aryeh wants to make a nice party, she needs to bring orchestra, music. If you don't have music, something is not there. So this king, knowing about the ability of to have a nice party, how can it be that he didn't make things should be as klezemer? This is this question that I didn't see in no one of the mechabrim. And he's answering something that is so exciting to hear what he says. He says that Ahasuerus had one purpose in this big party. He wanted to take Jewish people and to bring them to Kalus Roish. To bring them, they should not be so tight to their God, to their laws, to the Torah. And this Melech Ahasuerus, as we know that when God is making somebody to be a Melech, he must be something special. As the Gemara says, even somebody is getting to be a little minister in his town, so Afilu Reish Gargusen Mishmayo Kamo Ikminen Lo means that God is making upstairs, in the upstairs parliament, with the Malochim, with the Srofim, and he's deciding who should be the Roish, the top, in this neighborhood, in this house. So of course somebody that was chosen by God to be Melech al kol ha'olam kuloi, it must be that he was deep. He was deep in his tum'e. He was deep in his power to be against Jewish people. So he says the purpose of this party was to take Jewish people, and they should be the brikas oil. They shouldn't be too tight to the laws of the Torah. Knowing what a Jewish person is, he was afraid, even this party, it will be an orchestra, so Oilo Mazimre, singing, is very close to a Yiddish heart. And if a Jewish heart is hearing singing, he's very close to be excited, and to be closer to God, and maybe he won't be in such a mood to be a balavere. And maybe even if he will do an avere, he will want to do tshuva, because he will hear in his orchestra singing that is going into the heart, knowing that a Jewish person that hears music is getting closer to God. So, even he understood that all the papers, in all the journalists, and all the people will say, what a foolish king we have, he didn't make orchestra. It paid for him, because he understood that the orchestra, the music, will disturb his plan. Because his plan was, I must take this Jewish people in Mavirzan al Adas. They shouldn't be so tzikocht in God. And with one nigun, he would lose his purpose. So this is the reason why Ahasuerus didn't make music in this big party. Understanding this deepness, we understand that when he made Minarve at Godoy, he didn't mean his people. He doesn't have to have his young Shkutzim. He knows that those young Shkutzim are dangerous for the nice kind of this party. He wanted the Nar from Jewish people, understanding that a child, a Jewish child, if he will be stick to his Torah, he has the ability to be stronger from a melech al kol olam kulo, one Jewish child. He understood it, and Homon understood that he has a good partner there, and this was his etze. We have to take Jewish people and to kill them. Minar ve'atzoken taf ve'noshim beyoim echod. If we want to come to such a tachlis, the Jewish people shouldn't have an influence, we must kill everybody of them. We cannot make no exception, because an exception will leave one Jewish soul in the world, and this Jewish soul, even so it will be just one of them, and it will be a small child or a nar, he can take his Torah, and with his Torah he will make a revolution in the Malchus of Ahasuerus with Haman. And knowing our history, we are looking back 70 years before. We had a Zera Amolek Yimach Shemoi V'Zichroi in Germany that made the same plan. As we are reading today how it was for 70 years ago, it is just amazing to think how much power and how much people he took to do this dirty work to kill Jewish people. He took a lot of soldiers, he took a lot of managers. Those people, when they would be soldiers, they would help him in his big plan. His plan was to go on Russia after he signed together with the Russia Yimach Shemoi Stalin, and it was a plan they should be together, but Rishoyim cannot be together. So he had a plan. He was a genius in his plans. They would know, the Russian people wouldn't know, and I will go from the back, and I will go, and I will take down Russia. But it didn't go as his plan. And we know today that the generals that were there in the fight in the war, they sent a lot of telegrams to this Yimach Shemoi in Berlin, saying, you have to send more people. It's cold here in Russia. We have a bad snow around Moscow, and we cannot take it. It was Leningrad in this time. And they stood there in Stalingrad, and they couldn't go further. And they are writing telegrams to this Balgaive, to this Soton. Send more people. He's not sending. Why? He wants to win. He wants to be there. Because the people are very busy with nonsense. They are busy to kill Jewish children. If you have a little bit seichel, don't do nothing now with the Jewish people. Take your soldiers and go on Russia. They won't run away. They don't have where to run. Make it in a year. Make it in 2 years. You will be the king of the world, and then you can make what you want with your Jewish people. What are you so in a rush? And people ask them, his generals ask them, it's just, you are crazy. Leave it. This is not so important. They didn't understand. He was a Amolek. Amolek doesn't have nothing in his mind just to take one Jewish kid and throw it into the fire. This is his whole mahus. And he's losing the war because of it. Just amazing. I have read a book of a girl that was 9 years old. She was from Yovon. How do you say Yovon?
Greece.
She was from Greece. And she's telling her history, her life. She was a Jewish daughter, 9 years old. And she ran away from the ghetto in Rome. And she ran away
in Italy to the high mountains there. Hide there. You know how much soldiers ran after her day and night. And she's sitting there in a hole. She's thinking, I'm just a girl. I'm 9 years old. So many soldiers are running after me. Why is it so important for them? A day after a day, more soldiers and more soldiers. Because they saw a Jewish child is running away from them. So what? Leave her. Maximum. She won't exist. It's winter. It's bitter. She's on the mountains. She doesn't know where to be. No way. No way. They are not mevater of one Jewish child. Mina ve'adzokim. Taf ve'noshim. You know why? Because they know about us more than we know about ourselves. They know. They know what is the ability, what is the power of one Jewish kid. This is just amazing. And God is showing us the history, how it's coming back. We shouldn't talk just of things that happened once upon a time as the Rosh Hashiva started. This is our Amalek that is going with us daily. So now, if we are comparing our Nisyonus and Ruchnius, we understand that if we have a boy that is learning in the Team Aryeh, and he's one boy of so many boys, Ken Yubu, and he's only 17 years old, and he is not the son of a big rabbi, and he won't be a big rabbi in the future. So he thinks to himself, the Yetzer Hara is giving me now a nisoyon. What will happen if I will fail? Who am I? Who am I? I'm just one of so many people. And there are people with big payers, and they know how to be mekayim kol ha-Torah kulo. They think so. But let's say so. So he thinks for himself, I'm so not important for nobody. And he feels that the Yetzer Hara is just not letting him go. You know why? Because the Yetzer Hara understands better from us what we are. And this Yetzer Hara says, one boy in a Team Aryeh should make a sin. This is for me a treasure. Because from every boy can grow a nation. Every boy has the potential to be Gdol Hador. And if the Yetzer Hara knows his duty because he's a Malach, he is not giving up with nobody. Nobody. Thinking about it, in telling to those boys, to this 17 years boy, when you would be now in Auschwitz, when you would be by Homan or Rosho, he will look on you as a potential, as Mordechai Yehidi. And this was his plan. I must go in such a system. I won't go in this system. I failed the war. This is Ahasuerus. This is Homan. This is Amalek. Jewish people were in a very, very high situation, a very high level after Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there were some weak people that the Onon poilt on. The Onon didn't accept them as people that they have the ability and the schus to be together with the nation. So they went out as children that the teacher is kicking them out from the lesson. In Amalek understood that he cannot go in. He cannot. There is a big cloud. But it was enough for him if he took from those people that were thrown out. And he took them and he made them be a little bit less than they are. This was his more. And God says, Zochor es asher asolcho Amalek baderech betzei Yisrael mimitzroyim. In Zochor, remember, he went just to the people v'lo yorei Elohim. He went to the people that we are looking at them and we say, they are weak Jewish people. They are not the people that we have to be Moisir Nefesh for them. They are people that everybody is throwing them out from the yeshiva because of their behaving. And Amalek was more clever than we are. Amalek says, I don't need the yeshiva boys. It's enough for me. If I'm taking a yeshiva boy, then the Rosh Yeshiva threw him out. It's enough for me. I will take this Jewish boy, and I will take his level, and make it down a little bit. It's enough for Amalek. Because he knows how important is every child. He knows how high is the soul of everybody. We don't know. He knows. After such a bitter war that took 6 million of Jewish people, God saved us. God gave us the ability to exist and to grow. And today, Baruch Hashem, Jewish people are in all the places, and they are getting to be better and better. Once upon a time in Europe, in America, people that understood that they want to go to yeshiva to learn were very, very a small percent. America went with a way that time is money and life is money and money is money. And everybody that didn't go to a college or didn't go to learn something, he should have some subject in the hand. He should be somebody that can make some bucks. Wasn't important. Today it's not the same. God made the biggest oirerus. Look around yourself and think that 50 years ago, boys in your age weren't in such numbers in yeshivas. No way. Rabbi Aaron Kotler came to America and he wanted to make a revolution. He worked very hard. He went from one house to another house, begged, give me your child. Give me one of your children. People stood and didn't understand Rabbi Aaron. And if you will have one of my children, it's America. It's not Europe. It's not Kletsk. You won't make here a revolution. You have to understand what America means. Rabban was so strong in his emunah. He said, I need just 10 boys to start. I don't have to tell you what Lakewood is today. I don't have to tell you what Tez and Cleveland is today. I don't have to tell you how America changed. You know from yourself, everybody from you, 60 years ago in your age, wouldn't be here in Jerusalem. Send it so far from your house and to be here against the Kodesh Maharovi and to sit and to learn and not to learn another subject, just Torah and Torah. This is amazing. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we know that there's a big revolution. In Europe, is a big revolution. This is Chasdei Hashem. Chasdei Hashem, but we shouldn't forget that the Yetzer Hara, the Amalek, is very clever. And he's using it, and he says, if it would be just 10 boys that are learning Torah, I understand that everybody is important. But there are so many that are learning. So what will happen if one particular boy won't learn in this day? What will happen? No hole will be in Kisei HaKavod. There are so many people that are learning. This is the Amalek from this doyer. He's using the circumstances for his good. Because he is a Malach and he understands. And he's going in this war and putting us in such a machshove. I'm not important. I'm not so important. And if I will learn or will not learn, if I will say a lie or won't say a lie, I will make a sin or not make a sin. It's not making no difference for nobody. This mistake is such a bad mistake that we are paying a very high price with this mistake. And we have one day in a year to learn from Haman and from Ahasuerus how important it is for us to be meyaker, to understand what has to be our attitude. Everybody for everybody, and everybody for himself. He understood that music will make something. What music would he make there? He wouldn't invite Mordechai ben David. He wouldn't invite Avram Fried. What music would be there if he would make an orchestra? And if he is afraid from the Jewish people, he can make just such music that we know that the goyim are singing. How do I know? You can ask a good question. I didn't hear never how goyim are singing, but as I hear, we have Jewish people that in their singing, Amalek went in and he's putting in our music, goyish music. So I know, if I'm going to a wedding and I cannot hear myself and I see how people are dancing and singing things that cannot go in my ear, I understand that this is Amalek in this orchestra. This is Amalek. He's taking something so holy and he's making it goyish. But we are asking a very good question. So Ahasuerus should make such an orchestra of goyish nigunim. But he was afraid. He was afraid because you can never know what a Yiddish soul will feel even from such a goyish music. You can never know. If you want to be sure that everybody of those Jewish people will be Oyved Avodah Zorah, you have to be careful. So as I understand, of course, we have to learn that our ambition has to be Jewish Nigunim and not Goyish Nigunim. But this point is showing us in what a big war we are. Why is everybody from us so important for Amalek? And if we are important for Amalek, we should be important for ourselves. I read somebody describing something scary, something that is not letting nobody go to sleep after this book, about a few days in Auschwitz. So he tells there that somebody came and he said for the German man, my grandfather was a Jew, but he made a big change in his life and he got to be Christian. And my father was born a Christian and he was a priest. And I am a priest in Berlin. You can check it up. I'm a priest. Let me go. I do not belong to those dirty Jews. I hate them just as you hate them. And the German SS says, you can never know. If your grandfather was a Jew and your grandmother was a Jew, you are dangerous. You can never know. I'm not convinced from this fact that you are a priest. I'm not convinced. Being a priest, a son of a priest, a son of a woman, he knows. This Rosh Merusha, this German person, he knows. If you are a Jew, there is something there that can be in 1 minute, Miss Euler, and you are a Jew. So you have to go in and to be killed by the gas because I understand that you are a Jew. This is a story that reading it is for us a big lesson. If we are Jewish people, of to go in the oven, in those German Rishoyim, why are we not doing our Cheshbon HaNefesh? It cannot be in the world that we are Jewish people just for the bad things and not for the good things. Means that God upstairs there is looking at everybody from us with respect. God is expecting from us things that we have the ability to reach. Even so, the Yetzer Hara is coming and he's making us to be desperate or to be not in this point and not to believe in it. So we understand when Mordechai and Esther had their big nitzochoin and they understood what was their shoyresh. Mordechai HaTzadik went to the Hadorim, to the schools of the young pupils. And he saw how pupils are learning Hilchos Kmitze. And he said, this is our nation. Not the Rosh Yeshivas. He was a Chaver of Sanhedrin. So together with him, he had 70 people, or 69 people. You are learning Sanhedrin now. You know that in Sanhedrin Gdoile, you must be the biggest Talmid Chochem. Let's take now the Moetzes Gdoile HaTorah from Agudas Yisroel, and add to it Moetzes Gdoile HaTorah from Yadus HaTorah, from the Misnagdim, the Litvikes, and take the Gdoile HaTorah from the Sfardim, from Shas, and you are not coming to 70. In day, after the biggest Bakoshet Samechile, they are not so big as Chavrei HaSanhedrin. It was after Chum Bais Rishoin. They were the biggest people in the world. Anshei Knesset HaGdoile. They are not reminded in the whole Megillah. Mordechai Yehudi is not going to there. He's not talking with them. He is not believing in them. Go to the Sanhedrin and give a kvittel, and they will say, Bruch HaVatzluch, a call to, and it will be okay. They are not there. Not in the Megillah, not in the Midrashim. He is going to the Cheder. And he is going to the Cheder where Jewish children are learning. What do they understand about Beis HaMikdash, about Hilchos Kmitze? This is something that you have to go to Brisk, to Mir. They know called Hilchos Kmitze. A child. What does he understand in Kmitze? He's a Jewish child. In Mordechai Yehudi was in this gewaldic point to understand that if Haman is writing in his Gzeira Minah V'Azoy Kentaf V'Noshim, means that they are the enemy of Haman. Our children, our young boys. It says in Gemara Masechta Megillah that the friends of Mordechai Yehudi took him down from his level in the Sanhedrin. He was Rosh HaSanhedrin. After this story, they said, you are not allowed to be Rosh HaSanhedrin, because in those days that you were in Shushan, and you got to be at Askin, so you got to be a Haver Knesset, so you cannot be in Moasis Gdoile HaTorah. So they took him down. And I think to myself, Mordechai didn't know that they will take him down. He knew. And Mordechai Yehudi said, you know what? Take my kapelich from Chaver HaSanhedrin. I don't need it. I want to go without Chaver HaSanhedrin and together myself with Jewish children. Because if they are the enemy of Haman, so I want to be with them. This is the system of Megillas Esther. This is the big limud of Purim. That we see that Purim is taking all sorts of people in one day. Even people that they cannot be. In their mind they are shikoyrim. And not just they are shikoyrim. No, we understand that big people need to be as shikoyrim. To load down their level. And together everybody of Jewish nation. This is our Purim. This is our Purim. This is your Purim. This is the Purim of everybody of us. Because if today Haman will come and you will hear suddenly in your yeshiva that's a big noise outside there, and you will ask, what's the noise? Maybe it will be in the middle of the Seder, so it's not okay. Maybe you will wait after the Seder and you will ask, what's doing outside there? And they will say, somebody claims to be Haman from this doyer, from this generation, and he claims to kill all of Jewish people. If it will happen, everybody of you will be in the danger. Nobody will say, you don't have to mean nothing. I'm just in a team Aryeh. I'm not going with a dark kapeluch. I have not such a big kapel. And I am an American boy with American shirt. Go there, down there to the coast, and you will find people with very dark kapeluch and a dark suit. And they are with big payers. They are the people that you are searching after. But he will tell you, Raboisai, Yeshivas Nesim Aryeh, I mean you. You are dangerous for me just as this person in the Koisel. And he knows what he's talking about. We don't know. So let's take this Purim. Let's take this day. God help you. You are in a moko in Kodosh. You are learning in a yeshiva Kodosh. You have good magid shiurim. You have a marvelous noisive noisin rebel chonon. You have the biggest Rosh Yeshiva in your country, Reb Aaron, in Baruch Hashem. This fight that I'm talking about is a daily fight. It's a fight in your years. You know that in your years, when you are young, your Yetzirah is strong. You are not thinking now about how to eat because your teeth are shaking. You have your years that you are strong. And how stronger you are, so strong is your Yetzirah. And this Yetzirah is climbing and is just in your heart. When you are laying in your bed, when you are alone in a room, when you are going in the street, he's there. And he has tremendous pleasure to see you doing a sin. In this tremendous pleasure, he does not deserve it. And you have to know that one time that you are standing and you say, I'm not making a sin because I'm a Jewish child, you are killing him. You are making Mechir Samolek Behidu Rav. This is our Mechir Samolek. Let's from today on look on ourselves with such glasses that we say what we are, in how much we can lose, in how high we can climb. This is up to us. I'm finishing my words with something that Chazal say, that even a hedyot can bless. Everybody can bless. Alti birkas hedyot kalo beineichem. What is my blessing to you? You are learning, you are davening, you are in a very good place. But I know, ki yodati esmach oivov. I know your age. I know your difficulties. I know what's going over of everybody of you. I know what's crossing your mind. I am blessing you. You should have this yeshuva das from this day. Not to give up. And even if we had made things that weren't so nice for God, we are never ever in a desperate situation. We have the ability. God is waiting for us. And Amalek is waiting for us. Let's win the war. Let's take this day. And from this day on, in Yirtzeh Hashem, go ahead. Mitzvois, masim toivim, simche shleimo, ad bias agoyel bimheiro beyomeinu, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.